When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Guys.
Big things are afoot in the form of two shows happening
in
this January at Dynasty Typewriter. On January 11th and January 18th, Carrie and I will be taking to the stage
in our hometown of Los Angeles
to pod live.
Come see us both nights. Come see us one night, but either way, just come see us. It feels like it's far away because it's in the next year, but it's really only like 2 months away.
Yeah, it's
close. Less than 2 months.
It's quickly approaching. So get your tickets now. There's a link in the description of this episode.
We'll see you there.
If you're so inclined.
Tony.
Two dogs in the house. We've got hoes in the
house. There's some dogs in this house. There's some dogs.
Mango's fresh.
Yeah.
He just got groomed. He's page boy once more.
Sir, come here.
Tony's feeling understandably needy in this time as a new being has entered his space.
I think Mango has made it known that he's king of the sofa and no one else.
Tony's not happy.
Tony needs to stand down.
He does.
And he is standing down. He's going lap mode.
It's simply an age thing.
Yeah, and I think they're both alpha
dogs.
Very alpha. And it's fine.
They're being peaceful.
Yeah, they're good. I talked to the pet psychic this week.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
Well, we've just had our pre-call.
Okay. So it was like a consultation.
Just a consultation to kind of get
right.
each other's bearings. And I sent her a couple photos that she's going to communicate with. And she asked me what I want to know. And I just said, I want to know everything. I want to know all the thoughts that are going through his head, what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he wants more of, even though I can guess all those things.
Right. So she sees a photo and then sort of channels through the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she starts the conversation with the photo. And then she said that she would like it if I would give him permission to speak with her whenever she tunes in. Because some dogs, like, won't. They're like, protective or, like, they don't want to say
right.
too much. I was like, I'll give him permission, but I don't think I don't think he has any qualms. I think he's ready to share.
So she basically, at some point, Tony's going to get like a doot, doot, like the Euro call tone, ringtone. And then he's going to go, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be her.
He'll go, Tony Shane Hall's here.
Tony Shane Hall's here.
And then they will communicate in whatever way.
But
I guess sometimes there's words, sometimes there's just feelings.
But you have to give him permission to speak with her.
I said she's going to be getting in touch with you, and please like tell her whatever she needs to know. You can talk to her about anything.
Maybe it's her right
maybe
now.
Maybe she's tuning in right
did,
now.
What did he say?
He looked at me.
He was like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, you gotta tell her everything. And then she was like, is there anything off limits, like is there anything like you don't want me to talk about with him? And I was just like,
No.
No. But I was like, why do you ask? I just like don't want him.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I would be like, I would hope that he wouldn't be like, sometimes she like masturbates.
Right.
Like, I don't want him to tell her that.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think he would.
No, he wouldn't blow up
your spot
like
that. I don't think
he knows
what that is.
No, I don't think they put that together.
Yeah, they don't get it. But that's the only thing that like crossed my mind. But then I was like, why do you ask?
My mom beats off. Some days.
Like
my mom drunk.
He just says it, that sound. She's like, he just kept going.
No, they don't know what that means.
No, they're like out of it. And I was like, why do you ask? And she's like, well, you know, one time I had someone whose pet was saying that their owner cries all the time. And then I tried to bring it up and she was like, didn't want to speak on it. And I was like, no, I mean, I want to know, like, whatever he thinks is going on.
I thought she was going to come over and like sort of.
No, doll. This is the new age of remote working.
No, I mean, I get it.
Politics is a pick.
No, I've had energy severed over the phone, so I get it.
It was over the phone?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I believe in remote.
I'm just down.
Mental. I'm down for you, and I think if it feels like it was fruitful, then maybe I'd.
Oh, yeah.
But I also.
I'm about to blow up her spot if it feels fruitful. Like, I'm literally like, she doesn't know this, but I'm like ready to change her life. You know what I mean? This is like Shark Tank.
Right.
It's Psychic Tank. And this is like a test run.
Maybe we should have her on one day.
I know. Because
I just want to like know like her, is it like a kind of a Dr. Doolittle sort of situation where like.
Or she said she has a mentor. I think a lot of psychics and like telepathic people have mentors that like help guide them through their abilities and stuff. But then she said one thing where I was like, where she was like, sometimes, like, she's like, I have pets, and like, I don't even know what's going on with them. And I was like, but why?
Yeah, I would be like,
I was like,
Yeah.
I didn't love that, but I'm still open.
Where
I'm
is
ready
she
for
located?
Her to blow my mind. Don't know. In California.
Oh, okay. In the state.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, her exact location.
It's interesting. I think it's possible. I think that it feels more likely to be able to do it with people. Your own species, but
just a vibe.
It might just be a vibe. I mean, sometimes I feel like I can tell what mangoes. Obviously, I think everyone with their pets sometimes can tell what they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard and it's mysterious. And I kind of like the mystery.
Yeah.
I like imagining what his voice would sound like if he was a human.
Mm-hmm.
If it would be high or low.
I think it would be distinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm like walking him at night, I'm like, please poop, please poop. And he does. But I think it's more of just like knowing his routine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited too. I just like.
This is something that feels right for you. I feel like you are very connected with your dog. And I feel like out of anyone I know who has a pet, you're like, I must know what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would need to know what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's just the way your dynamic is.
I want like no barriers. I want to know.
Yeah.
I would love. Well, fuck. I need to text her and tell her to tell him to stop barking in the fucking car all the time.
He barks in the car.
Oh my God, Carrie. It's like.
You're like, I'm going to crash this
no,
fucking thing.
No, I literally am about to crash every time he's in the car.
What's he
like wants me to crash. I don't know. That's the problem. I really need to get this on her radar sooner before she has the conversation.
In his little bed.
Oh, it's a battle to get him to sit in his little crate in the car. And then he's like fucking losing his mind.
Right.
He tries to bust out of the crate, wants to crawl everywhere. He doesn't want to just chill. He wants to be like incredibly active. And like he forces the worst version of myself to come out.
He's robust.
Like the only way to get him to stop barking in the car is to make eye contact and scream at the top of my lungs for him to stop. I have to like out bark him with my own bark, and then he'll be like.
I have to say, miraculous.
I don't like that.
Mango is very. He could be
He's
in the car.
So chill in the car.
He could be in the car like for a day and just be like.
I love it.
But no, think about it. I understand why dogs would be freaked out being in a car. It's like, it's a weird premise.
Yeah, but I'm also like, you didn't used to be like this.
Maybe there's a ghost in your car.
Maybe. We've got to figure something out.
I still need to give you that info for that psychic I met at the Houdini party.
Yeah. When is that coming down the pipeline?
I'll get it to you.
You're gatekeeping.
I'm not gatekeeping. She's
gaslight gatekeep.
A psychic to the people.
Girl boss. Psychic's info. Uh-huh. All I want to do is speak to various psychics.
I know.
See what's going on with the vibes on the other side.
I'd like to really have one on. I think consulting with a psychic during the holidays is pretty important.
Yeah, I think during the holidays or like around the time of your birthday, like I think any time of year, once a quarter is a great time to talk to a psychic.
Remember when Jacqueline on Tough Sicilian Bitches speaks with Danielle's psychic over the phone?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like the first time I've heard of an over-the-phone psychic like that.
Her healer. Mm-hmm.
Being like, I'm transmitting to you right now. And Jacqueline was like playing solitaire on her BlackBerry.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
If you're not open, nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. She didn't even give her a chance. Wasted.
Wasted on Ms.
I'm so deep into this past season of Real Housewives of Orange County now. Like, I'm literally...
You love it.
I love it so much. Mm. But I'm also devastated because there's this new cast member who just came in like a wrecking ball.
Noella.
And I find out...
She's gone.
She got fired.
It's weird that they would give her so much of like a plot and like so much screen time and then be like...
She demanded. Like, I don't think she gave much option. It was just like plot.
She's insane.
But it's like...
Is she like dark-sided?
It's dark-sided. It's just also... like a level of narcissistic energy that just sucks all the air out of the room, and it has to be about me. And
they were like, you can't have, especially someone new, you can't have that.
I know, but it's really compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, but I see there are moments when I'm watching it and I realize that eventually everyone would probably refuse to film with her, and you would have to then hire some of her friends who are also like
monsters,
weird models, like ex-models that now just date wealthy guys.
Was she a model?
Yeah, she's a model and was married to that sweet James guy.
Then
he's divorcing her, and I guess she's with some other rich guy now. Because I follow her on Instagram, I was like keeping up, but she...
Just volatile.
It's not even volatile. It's just like she does my favorite thing where it's both, it's faux humility and like faux sweetness.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, or you're just like, it's like a who me, but that's like really sinister.
Uh-huh.
And like totally fake. Like any sort of care that she tries to put forward about other people is just so centered around her own selfishness.
It's like has an agenda.
Yeah, and the agenda is just like to center herself in the conversation, but I love it.
Yeah,
she's truly unhinged Gemini energy in the best way, perfect for television.
How old is she?
She's 38.
She's like a peer of ours.
They put her in...
Or a peer of yours.
They do... I'm going to let that slide.
I'm kidding.
They do a sweat lodge in Mexico, and it's like her and this girl Gina and Emily, and I guess sweat lodges can bring up all sorts of shit,
demons.
But the demons came out, and like Emily is like bawling, crying. She's like, I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm crying so hard.
Emily's the one with Noella's the horrible, like, husband.
Yeah, and she looks like a drag queen. Like she has huge drag queen energy. I love her, but it's like it's very much the drag brunch whenever she's on the screen, and then. Noella is like also crying, and then Gina's like, I don't even know what's going on, but sitting in the middle of you two and you're both crying, it's making me really emotional and I don't know. And they're all like losing their shit, and then finally Noella just like passes out, and they're like, we gotta get her out of here. And a producer had to come carry her like a little meatball. She loves it, and she's like, well, that was crazy, like
crazy.
That happened. She's like, well, that happened. Like, it's that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I need this. I crave this. I accept nothing less than this, except I do, because now I'm going to watch whatever the next season is. But I think also she beefed so hard with Heather Dubrow, and you just can't beef with the Dubrows. Like, right. Bravo will side with them.
She's one of Bravo's favorites.
And I honestly, Heather Dubrow is changing my life.
She's pretty inspirational.
She honestly, I'm starting to ask myself, like, what would Heather do in this situation? And it's helping me.
She's like kind of the polar opposite of Big Ange, but like mm-hmm. also...
Same,
instills like
same
wonder.
Energy.
Yeah, of like caretaker.
Powerful matriarch.
Powerful matriarch, a focal point of something.
She is managing 50 million different things at once mm-hmm. with grace, with ease, with a smile on her face and a positive attitude.
She is a sitcom star.
She is.
She had a sitcom that lasted 3 episodes.
It happens.
But you know what? She still has that energy of like, that is like a certain type of performer.
She's not going to let it get her down.
No, she's
she
truly.
She doesn't let anything get her down.
She's like Valerie Cherish, but like fearsome and.
But self-aware.
Self-aware.
And like the she's footage of their family together, I'm like in a state of utter disbelief because I'm like, I cannot comprehend a family that can go out to dinner and get along and just like have a nice time together.
I do feel like it's fraught a little. I do think the Dubrows, like from what I've seen of her, like in the seasons I watched with her, I feel like they front a little and they're kind of phony sometimes, but
her and Terry.
Yeah. And I think like,
I
their
feel like
whole...
they're like fake it till you make it and they're in it for the long haul marriage.
Oh no, they are.
According
but
to her on this season.
Yeah. I just feel like the whole like our children are so, you know, it's like.
But their children are like well-mannered.
No, they are. They're like beautifully behaved. But I just there is like a phoniness to it. But I also respect that phoniness.
Yeah. I mean, they look pretty functional. Yeah. I'm like, I'm comparing to my family that like can't do a single thing without someone having a meltdown.
No, and especially on a show like that.
Yeah.
With those families.
She's really done it. And I am inspired by her. I'm radicalized.
It's such a weird place for her to end up.
Orange County.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she's either truly just like New York or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think she's from either New York or like North Jersey. Like she's like.
But Orange County seems like a nice place to end up if you're like sick of the.
Yeah.
If you're sick of the L.A. hustle and you want more bang for your buck, but you also want to actually be in like a beautiful area, then like if you start driving south, it's jackpot.
I would like her to book.
I don't know if she wants to book.
Yeah.
She is booking. Are you kidding? She booked. She's back on OC.
I know.
She's killing it, doll.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Speaking of just wild rich people, and then we'll get into the most wild bunch of all, Hulu's documentary about the Falwells.
Oh, God forbid.
It was everything.
Okay, I need to watch
it. It is so incredible and truly like clutching pearls. It is a horny, wild descent into like hell.
Okay.
And it's for anyone who doesn't know, and I'm not spoiling anything because it's in the trailer, but Jerry Falwell Jr., who is the son of like the kind of quintessential uber wealthy televangelist, Jerry Falwell Sr., he is the president of Liberty University, which is like kind of the reason why Trump got won, is because Jerry Falwell endorsed him and like got all the other Christian evangelicals to like go behind him. So he was really like integral in that. But he and his wife, who is they're just this devout, very like fun, kind of like cool televangelist. They were
not Tammy Faye. This is her son.
That was Jim Baker.
Oh yeah.
The same. It's sort of the same thing of like, but the Falwells were like, I think they're what like the Righteous Gemstones are based on. Just like uber wealthy.
Where do they live?
Virginia.
Okay.
Lynchburg. Turns out we're basically in like a thruple with this hot pool boy that they met in Miami, who is this like very like Ben Affleck looking like Cuban American Giancarlo. And Jerry liked to watch his wife get fucked, and then like he was a total cuck and like and then have sex with her after the guy like finished in her.
Okay.
But they had like, it became more intense and like their dynamic became like emotional, and Jerry was basically like kind of gay. Like it felt like he had like,
you're not gay if you're,
yeah. I mean, you're
that's a shade of gay.
Yeah. It's a shade of something
to touch semen, even if it's in your wife's vagina and you're just
right
putting your dick in there afterwards, still kind of gay.
And also like power to them, but it was hypocrisy because they were telling everyone in their lives to like not drink, not have sex. So anyway, it's just a wild story, and it went on for like almost a decade. And this guy is just like this super cute.
They have kids?
Yeah, they have like four adult children that were like close with him. They would bring him around. He became part of their family. They told him they were helping him. They gave him millions of dollars to invest in like real estate.
Damn.
And it was like not just her that was like enamored with him. Like he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they would have like three-way like kind of sexy phone calls all the time. And they would have sex all over their family house. And she like FaceTimed him once, and like you see the FaceTime where she's got a glass of white wine and she strips down and she shows him all the places in their house where they fucked, and like they fucked in her kids' room, like in their kids' beds.
Ooh.
And she's just like, honestly, like, go off, queen. She's like running around in this house
fun.
With this white wine, being like, over here and over there. And he recorded all of it.
So then what's the problem?
Because you'll see.
Okay.
Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, gets involved. It was like a whole fucking thing. Trump is so tied to it.
Wow.
It's really juicy and salacious.
Okay, multiple people have recommended this, and I've been meaning to watch it. So I'll fast track that.
And they have like reenactments. So they're like, you see, like, usually it's like.
They love a reenactment.
But it's like from the nose down, so you don't see their full face, but they're like, it's kind of like drunk history, like he's narrating what mm-hmm. happened and their lips match up to his voice, and it's just really funny and corny.
Okay.
It's so good.
Cool.
It should be a mini series.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
I love it. I like horny Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be like iconic if he wasn't like such a bad guy and like helped usher in like a bad era, but and they were also like
the blame is solely on his shoulders.
Well, no, then he basically ends up blaming his wife and denies everything. It's like, my wife fucked up, so blame her, don't get mad at me. And turns out she was a predator a little bit, like she was like grooming other like 19-20 year old boys that were friends with her son, and like I think she assaulted one of them without his consent and was like sending them like
they were too horny for their own good.
They were so horny. He assaulted I think a student.
Damn. Well,
anyway, it's a wild fucking ride. It's very American. It's just Christian ass.
It's Christian girl autumn,
the dark, like the worst nightmare part of Christian girl autumn.
The people that are like always telling you no, no, no
are saying yes, yes, yes.
It's safe to say that they're the ones also exactly saying yes, yes, yes.
They're cucking.
Mm-hmm. I was intrigued when I read an article or just saw a headline that said the oldest sentence in the world has been discovered.
Whoa.
And it was discovered on a comb. Like an ancient comb.
Whoa.
And it was all about the comb getting rid of lice.
That's the first sentence?
The oldest known first ever written sentence that we know exists was about, it was like, may this comb get rid of the lice.
May this comb make your hair less disgusting.
I know. And so isn't that humbling?
It is humbling, and it's kind of like,
it's classic.
It's kind of cunty, which mm-hmm. I like. It's giving cunt. Hope you keep on giving cunt.
Keep on giving cunt, caveman. Like, it was a lice comb.
It was basically like someone going, do something about that.
It's like you hand someone, you get, it's a very special comb.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's hopeful. Humans looking out for each other, right?
Well, it's just grooming, big beauty industry, big beauty industry vibes.
It was the Sephora of like
oldest full sentence in first alphabet is about head lice. It says, may this ivory tusk root out the lice of the hair and the beard. May it indeed.
Yeah. That's like my favorite is when they recreated what an ancient Egyptian sounded like, and it was like, ah! It was like, oh, it was like, this is what King Tut sounded like, and he was just like, ah!
I was like, really? Okay.
Ah!
Yeah, first sentence ever found in the Canaanite language in Israel.
Wow. Go off.
Yeah.
New Canaan.
Everyone be having lice.
Old Canaan.
It's at least 3,700 years old.
Wow. I thought like Gilgamesh was the first written.
Early writing was in Mesopotamia, but that was like more symbols.
Right.
This was like in a language.
Damn.
I think like no symbols, like full words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
Well,
we're just like
news.
Dirty animal creatures.
You know what the other first sentence in recorded history was?
What?
Baby, I got your cab here.
It was Ron Stop.
Ron Stop.
I'm done. That was the first sentence.
I'm fucking done.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Jersey Shore, bitch.
Whatever.
Wait, also back to OC, which I still am furious about the Noella firing mm-hmm. because there's one scene where she has Emily over to like talk about her like horrible divorce that she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's the two of them like filming a scene and Noella goes, I want to talk, but I actually just have to whisper this entire time. And like, it's the only thing I can do. So she has a full conversation where she's whispering and Emily is talking normally and films an entire scene like
Why
that.
Was she whispering?
And I was like, this is iconic behavior. This is behavior that we can't afford to let this kind of behavior go.
Just for the effect or?
I think she was like, it's the only way she won't cry. But it was like, it was That's a power. Crazy, it That's... was a power move. It was the workings of a like, unwell
a mad
individual,
woman.
A mad woman. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
How can you say no to that? Like, how?
That's like, doll, you're mad. She's mad, doll.
Yeah.
Anyways. Snooki and Angelina are wearing sombreros. It's like 3 a.m. They're taking shots.
The girlies are girling on the patio.
Snooki takes a shot of a glass that has cigarette ash in it.
I think she takes a swig of beer and it's just a cig beer.
Yeah.
Been there,
yeah.
It's a bad feeling.
Angelina's like one of the gals. It's like lasts for 8 hours.
It lasts for 8 hours. She's also like, you can tell that JWoww isn't on board 100%. So Angelina has kind of become her like lady in waiting.
Yeah.
That's like the best Angelina can ever hope to be.
She's attending to JWoww.
Is JWoww's assistant.
Yeah. She's like kind of, Snooki and JWoww are like the duchesses and she's sort of like lady in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is also a duchess.
Yeah. Sam's like, duchess. Yeah, from like a flop county. Snooki crawls into Vinny's bed.
Well, first Snooki goes, I'm going to go test out all the beds. And she goes in and she just, her voice when she's blackout is so funny to me. She just goes, hello.
Wake up.
And Paul and Mike are like, get out of here. And then she goes to Vinny and she's like, hey.
Hey, I want to get in.
You want to, can I come in? And he's like, yeah, come snuggle with me.
She goes, so I went and put on my PJs and I crawled into Vinny's bed and they hook up.
They fuck.
And then the next morning.
Really quick, I love how Snooki goes in to get her PJs from a laundry, plastic laundry bag, like when it, like, folded. She just goes in and reaches out.
The next morning, she's sitting on the couch, like, really smug. She's Bella Hadid-style legs crossed, mm-hmm. and she goes, I was in Vinny's bed last night to Angelina, who's, like, the perfect audience to report that to.
And she goes, when I tell you how big it was like this.
Vinny's packing.
He has like a whale cock.
Wow.
We all
this all tracks. I didn't even think about it. I honestly didn't think about his dick ever.
He's known for his big dick.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that BDE.
But he doesn't have BDE.
He kind of does.
He has like someone that's just unhappy BDE.
He has like he's not trying all that hard.
Yeah,
because the dick is so big.
Yeah.
But that's the BDE is where it can be the dark side.
That's
BDE,
true. The dark
where
side
you
of
just
BDE.
Don't try.
Yeah.
Because you just know you have a tripod. So it's like, whatever.
Speaking of BDE, Pete Davidson's dating Emrata.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're pictured together?
That's what Jezebel was reporting.
Wow.
They both broke up with their Kim. She broke up with her husband and he broke up with Kim in August.
So they've been dating the entire time. Mm. I want to trust you, but you've told me other people who are dating that aren't dating.
Look it up.
No, I believe it. Okay. Good luck to them.
She said it was like fitting a watermelon into like a hole.
Wow.
Vinny.
Love that for him. The gals go to the beach, sans Sammy.
Angelina has that like, she has those tats on her ribcage.
Like a cherry blossom. Angelina's just so like,
she's going, yeah, so she said this, and then she also said that, like, she's like, the way she got, she's such a, like, New York.
She comes gossip. Alive when it's time to gossip and, like, talk about the Ron and Sam situation.
JWoww does not trust Angelina.
Nor should she.
She knows, and she's right. She knows that she's eventually going to throw them under the bus and tell Sam everything, and she's right to think that.
Yeah.
And Angelina's just squirming in her little boots because she knows she's in her little ballet flats. Squirming because she knows it's only time before she lets the cat out of the bag.
Well, she's such herself. A simplistic person in the sense that she just wants friendship And yeah. anyone that's nice to her, the setup for it has been so bad because her personality is so grating and awful that no one wants to be friends with her. So they all treat her like shit, but then it gives her no loyalties and she'll yeah. throw anyone under the bus if it means that she gets to have like common ground with another person.
If you
which
show
is
her...
why you have to like, you always have to treat like the wild card person kindly.
Yeah, she's...
So
she's,
that eventually they won't tell on you.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely like...
It's like the school... It's like when people are like, you should befriend like the weird dudes that have school shooter vibes because you don't want them to come for you later on. She's like the social equivalent of a school shooter.
I did that.
I mean, that's like the smart thing to do. Is you always want to be like, hi.
I was like,
hi.
Love you. Hey.
Hey, you look cute today.
Look cute today.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
You want people to have loyalty to you. At the end of the day, you want to make sure you don't fall in the line of fire.
It's like when in Billy Madison, when Steve Buscemi crosses him off and puts lipstick on.
Yeah.
That's literally
true.
It is. It's,
you should always be thinking about this. And the older you get, like the less you will be in a school shooting situation, but you will be around like the social equivalent of them, and you really have to like play it right,
play it cool, because they are
you never know,
they have no loyalty, and you don't know they're unpredictable as hell.
They're fucking feral animals. Sitch and Sam sit outside and he basically tells her to her face that like Ron has cheated on her and done all this shit that's in the note.
I go, it's time to be real, Sam. And then Sam starts crying, and I'm like, of course it takes a man to tell her.
But I still don't think that she really believes him.
No, but I feel like she's more convinced. Like, I'm like, of course she can't. Like, that tracks that, like, the girls basically are like,
this sucks. You need to get out of here.
And she's like, nah. And then Mike's like, this is bad. And she's like, you're right.
He's like, he goes and hooks up, and then he left. And she goes, he hooked up? What?
Hooked up.
And he goes, what did the letter say? And she goes, said he hooked up. And he goes, well, then that's what he did.
Good for him for just saying it.
I know. Sam, she goes, I'm done with it. I'm done.
I'm done.
It was
I'm
for done. The 100,000th time.
Angelina, at one point, she said, Ron's going out with any Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Snooki says she wants to confess to writing the letter. Snooki's having... Like she's a having, huge yeah. come to Jesus, like moral quandary.
I get that because that would be me.
Yeah.
I get that.
I wouldn't be able to hold like that secret back. And I actually would get pleasure out of being like, finally, we're honest. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Angelina's like, JWoww's like, why do you feel like that? Like, what the fuck? And Angelina's like, The girl got the letter. So what are you gonna do? She's hanging out with any Tom, Dick, or Harry. She's still with the kid.
With
so
the kid.
What? She goes, the girl. She keeps calling Sammy the girl.
She's in love with the kid.
The
so like, what are you
in
gonna
love
do?
With the kid.
That's what they say.
The girl got the letter.
The kid. I love the kid.
I love the girl. Our friend. Our roommate.
Yeah.
The girl.
So he's so mad at both Jen and Angelina.
She's just like,
she's over
silent
it.
Mad. And fucking JWoww goes, she goes to Angelina, she goes, go inside and get Sam and tell her we want to talk to her. I was like, this is when Angelina became the servant.
Mm-hmm. JWoww and Sam start to fight.
JWoww goes in.
You know it's brewing.
I would not step to JWoww ever.
Are you kidding me?
Ever.
Like, never in a lifetime.
No.
She would hurt you so bad.
She'll hurt you with words, with her fists.
But Sam, I think Sam has a lot of rage.
Well, Sam's a soccer player.
Yeah, she's like athletic and could probably like kick you in the shins.
I think she has high T at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting. And then JWoww's like, what? You're so mad because I told you your fucking man was out there hooking up with everyone, blah, blah, blah. And then Ron chimes in. He goes, I was fucking single. I was single. And I was like, Ron, stop, please.
She goes, your man would put his dick into other chicks? And Ron is then blaming JWoww and Snooki for not telling her.
He goes, if you're so, then why didn't you tell her? And she goes, because we weren't there.
Ron is disgusting.
Yeah.
I love him. He takes no accountability at all, and he's blaming.
I was single. So then you're saying you did do all those things. Then Sam has her I know what you did last summer moment. She goes, who did it?
What are you telling? What are you waiting for?
who wrote the letter then? Who did it?
And Sam,
then no one says anything.
Sam's also mad at the girls over Ronnie, of course.
Yeah.
So then everyone...
she goes, who did it? And then everyone is just silent. And she goes, all I know is a lot happened to me and it's embarrassing. And then she walks away.
And she goes in and fugues in her bed for like 10 minutes. And then she comes back out and Ron like goes up to her and he like kind of tries to like breastfeed.
He's like, do you want me to be there for you? Like what? Yeah. Do you want to talk? And she's like, no.
But she does. And she comes out quiet as a cat. It's very like,
she's peeking around the corner.
Yeah, she goes, I'm just like, I don't like trust anyone right now. Everyone in the house is being so shady. And he's like, I'm being shady. And she goes, yeah, you are. And like, I'm like, it's like, I like, don't like know what to like do.
Snooki goes, we fucked up. We should never have given her that letter because she doesn't appreciate it.
She's right.
She is.
She's not.
Don't waste energy on people that aren't at the right vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Sam goes, to be honest, this letter's destroyed me. It's mentally and physically destroyed me.
I'm like, you destroyed yourself.
Yeah, your relationship is destroying you.
This man is destroying you. Not these words of like your people who care about your well-being, you fucking freak.
Ron goes, all I can do is give us space and hope time will bring us back together. I was like,
It will and
it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it will anyways because your union is ungodly.
Vinny keeps getting eye infections. I'm like, maybe stop like farting on your pillow.
Yeah, like wash your sheets.
Wash your sheets.
Wash your sheets in your face regularly.
I saw something last night that said you should only wash your sheets twice or every 2 weeks. I was like, I wash mine every week.
I wash mine every 2 weeks. I would wash them more if I had the time, but...
2 weeks, I mean, it's clearly healthy.
I'm doing good.
Vinny has not washed his sheets in...
I think he is like, my mom does my laundry, so I don't know how to take care of myself when she's not around.
Oh my God, can you imagine how smelly his sheets are?
But also he goes to this eye appointment and she goes, well, you have dry eyes. I love all of that drama for just being like, put some eye drops in.
I know.
He is truly baby.
He is baby.
Everyone goes out to the club.
Angelina hooks up with a guy named Jose, who's actually kind of cute.
And Jose's like down to clown with Angelina.
He's in love with Angelina.
He's like, hi, honey.
And she has yes, no respect dear. For him. Mm-mm. Because he's like nice to her.
No.
And she's like, yeah, yeah, I don't really like whatever.
She's like, get away from me.
Get away from me.
I love it. I like seeing her being adored and then just like shitting on the person that's giving her attention.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. It's like where she shines. It's her love language.
When they get back to the house, she's like, yeah, we're not going to hook up tonight, so you can go. And he's like, all right, honey.
She's like laying on his leg. She's, ew, your leg's up. It's like in my face. Can you like move your leg? I was like, I live for you.
She's thriving. She's at her best when she's owning a man.
Mm-hmm. When she's cucked a man, essentially.
Mike hooks up with this really drunk blonde girl who I feel really bad for.
They should have at least blurred her.
Yeah, that was... They were wrong for this edit.
They were really wrong. He goes... He takes her back. He sits her in the smush room. And he goes, I want to have... He's like... I want to get it in, but I'm not in fighting shape yet. Like, so he makes a full plate of food that looks like a plate of Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah.
Like a huge dinner plate of food.
Like a 3,000 calorie meal.
Eats that whole plate while she's just waiting, then goes and has sex with her, and then goes back out, laughs with the guys about...
She passes out.
...how he's gonna, like, now get a cab to tell her to leave.
Yeah.
And then goes back in... And is like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
He goes, hey, baby, you doing okay? You good?
He goes, hey, baby. And then he can't say it. He's just like, he's frozen for like 30 seconds. And he goes, so, baby, there's a cab outside waiting for you.
I called you a taxi.
And she goes, you set that up for me? And he goes, yeah, I set it all up for you, baby.
That's actually like really nice. Like he thinks that he's being a dick, but I actually think that that's like very gentlemanly and nice.
No, it's just the whole like
laughing about it with your bros,
yeah,
and like using it as a flex. But I'm like, well, the joke's on you because you're paying for like the taxi or the Uber.
I think it was more to me like the grossness of like fueling up, like eating like basically like sweet potatoes.
No, eating like turkey and cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole,
a chicken,
a Caesar salad,
a chocolate cream pie,
a piece of pumpkin pie, a piece of chocolate cream cut, a piece of pecan pie,
and then a protein shake.
Yeah. And then going in, I hope he brushed his teeth.
Yeah. Can you imagine the coming out of his sweat? Like the not only the alcohol, but like the turkey juice coming out of his pores. His underside,
like a burp.
Do you think his underside? I think he takes care of his underside.
I think he's pretty clean.
But like in that moment, it might have been a little
post club sweatiness. Then turkey. Sitting and having a full turkey dinner is not the
no. He was emanating smells.
I think you really shouldn't eat that much before you hook up with someone.
Mm-hmm. No,
like when you're in your 20s, I feel like it's like fine. We haven't encountered many like gastrointestinal issues, but the older you get, the less you should be eating pre-sex.
It's like wait a half an hour after you eat before you go in the ocean.
Yeah, wait till post-sex and the person is left to like eat your
gorge, your fucking shame, your leftovers. Post-fuck shame. Snooki,
the girls have to cook because
they get up
Sam
really early.
Sam said, what if the girls all cook next Sunday? We're cooking.
Snooki basically has a marker that's like the size of her hand and she's drawing and she calls up her friend back in New York who's a professional cook and he is giving her a recipe for penne alla vodka. And he's like, all right, first you got to take the tomato paste. And she's writing, how do you spell tomato? And she writes, tomato. And her handwriting is like size 30.
She's paste.
Paste. And he goes, tomato paste. So they go and they like go to like a liquor store and they have the shopping carts with the like big pole to keep it inside.
JWoww goes, grocery shopping is awful. And I was like, I feel you.
JWoww is, she is beyond triggered because she doesn't want to be doing this. Sam is nowhere to be found. So this was her fucking idea and she's
classic
punishing
Sam.
She's punishing Nicole and Jen for being good friends to her.
And Jen is also, in this moment, cooking, head of the kitchen, mother of the roost. I was like, she is mother to all of these bitches.
She's literally
one of the original mothers.
She's literally Hecate Peg. She's cooking up a feast.
And it looks good. She's like breading cutlets and like frying them and putting them in the oven. I was like, she's making like chicken parmesan. Like, she is doing the damn thing. With just a hateful, resentful undertone.
That's probably how a lot of our moms made food growing up.
She goes,
right?
Why
with
am
just
I cooking,
like resentment.
Yeah. Why am I cooking in anger here all by myself? She said. I was like, I asked myself that same thing.
She goes, hey, Sam, you want to come help? Because we did all the shopping today. And she goes, I don't really feel like it.
Sam's face, every time JWoww asks, she goes and sits outside, like, won't lift a finger to help with a single thing.
It's very New York on the bed.
She goes, hey, can you go? The groceries are here. Can you like take 2 minutes and bring them inside? And she goes, I'm just hanging out outside for a second.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not doing it. I'm going to make my salad. I'm not doing anything else.
She's provoking her.
I hate this attitude.
She goes, I made my salad. I'm like,
she's like,
yeah.
She chopped up a tomato and put it on some lettuce.
Meanwhile, Snooki's like the kid in Celebrity Chef, Top Chef Junior, the kid going with the bang. Remember that meme? That, oh, they're in the kitchen.
Snooki's, that is Snooki.
Snooki's running around going, oh, Chef JWoww.
She's Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, she's going to be so mad. And JWoww's just sitting
there. JWoww's literally like breading chicken cutlets. Why am I cooking over here with all in anger all by myself? I was like, damn.
Angelina's also doing nothing, right?
Yeah, but for some reason, I've gotten so accustomed to her lack of participation that it doesn't bug me as much.
Sam was annoying because this was like truly
her idea.
Yeah.
That she literally just said to get in good with the guys and be like, yeah, what if we cooked? But then she's actually not going to do shit. I'd give her a beat down too.
JWoww, I forgot JWoww was still dating Tom.
Me too.
And they talk on the phone and she's like, yeah, JWoww, Sam's just like not doing shit. But we just cooked all day.
I want Snooki to make me a batch of her garlic knots.
Ooh.
I'll bet they're really good.
She goes, oh, Mamma Mia. They eat dinner and all the guys are impressed. And Sam's like pouting, just like eating with such resentment and hatred.
She refuses to eat any of the food that JWoww cooked. She's only eating that shit salad she made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're such a bitch.
She's like, the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
She truly and is like back with Ronnie, like sitting next to him. They're like giving each other pecks on the lips every once in a while.
It's
truly sick.
You're sick for this.
You make me sick.
You're not. JWoww's not looking at you being like, damn, I want what she has. She's no. looking at you being like,
have
you're
some
a
respect
mess.
For yourself.
You also just like alienated the two people that were like truly looking out for you in this house.
That care about you. Sammy goes to work with Angelina on a rainy day. And
can I just say really quick?
Yeah.
Sam is, I've never seen a more Jersey girl in my life, sitting with a William Patterson hoodie, sitting like up on the like counter of a, going like this. She's going, yeah, I want to go back to Jersey. I miss Jersey.
I'm wish like, we could go away. Like, I miss Jersey. I want to go back.
I want to go back to Jersey. She's now sucking up to Angelina because she has no other friends.
And Angelina's loving it. And I was like, honestly, Sammy is literally Tanya from The White Lotus.
She is.
She is. She's like,
did
does
you watch
not.
Last night?
Yeah. She's like, tell me what's going on. And then gets the, she begs everyone, please tell me what's going on if you know anything. Gets a letter confirming everything that happened. Doesn't want to hear it.
And then gets mad
and
at the messenger.
And then is now Angelina's her assistant. That she's like, you just have to be here while I like sleep.
She's very negative.
So much negativity. And too negative.
I like when she goes, oh, stay on the couch. And I got them Vanity Fair.
I was so triggered.
She's amazing.
The assistant?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
The assistant's amazing.
Just like the type of people that like you can't, they like can't be alone. Like you have to like sit in the room.
Her sister, that girl is such a good actor.
She's good.
Haley Lou Richardson.
I love when she goes, what happened, Tanya? I thought I was going to get a reading. And she goes, you don't want one. You don't want one. So negative.
Get you. And she goes, I don't think you can really say that word anymore. And she goes, I also am obsessed with Megan Fahey, who plays Daphne.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
The Games. I'm obsessed with her.
I'm sad because now the happy couple is like, you see the cracks.
They're scheming.
I was just hoping that they would be like chill and happy. But yeah. Then now you're like on the other side. Truly every episode's like a play.
It is. Aubrey Plaza is.
She's really good.
I'm just floored by her.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Sammy's like, just tell me, like, do you know who wrote the letter? And Angelina's like, don't make me say it.
She's like, I didn't do it, but like, don't make me say who did.
She goes, it was Snooki and Jen, right? Like, they did it. And JWoww and Angelina goes, but you can't tell them I told you. I'm like,
You too,
flops. Typical.
Typical Ange. I can't believe she lasted actually this long in the season. I thought for sure she was off quicker, but she's like, her presence is like known. Like, she's on season two.
She did.
I'm ready for her to get dismissed.
Angelina did exactly what she was asked not to do.
Mm-hmm. You can trust her
to ruin everything.
To always do the one thing you don't want her to do. She'll do it.
So that night they go out and Melissa Sorrentino, Mike's little sis, who's super cute and fun, she comes to visit. She's visiting from Jersey.
I'm curious as to what their relationship is like present day, because she hasn't been on Family Vacation, now that I think about it. And I wonder if, like, the drama between him and his brother, like, tore him apart from his other siblings, or what the deal is.
One of his brothers came out
as gay.
Yeah.
Love that.
But I think he's, like,
was
unwell.
It the brother that he was in trouble with?
No, I think it was another brother who's, like, the older one who's, like, kind of unwell and, like, crazy.
Huh.
But he came out.
You're like, we don't want him.
I don't claim him.
Melissa comes out with everyone, and immediately Vinny is, like, awkward and weird around her.
Because he actually kind of likes her.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, thinks she's cute and feels insecure.
So they go out. There's, like, another unfortunate moment of, like, trans panic.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Well, I was, like, Mike, half paying attention.
Mike basically, like, makes out with this woman at the club, or, like, they canoodle. And I think all the housemates claim she was a trans woman.
Sexy.
But they are, like, repulsed by it. They're just being, like, really...
They're clowning him for it?
Yeah, they're gnarly. And it's bad. But then Mike's like, you know what? I didn't know. And I was like, honestly, Mike's
accepting
slave.
King. Yeah.
She was this glam woman in the club, blurred out, and she was, like, holding court, and he was, like, into her vibe.
Honestly, that's sexy,
and they all shamed,
like,
him for
the
it.
The hottest thing you can possibly do is, like, make out with, like, a gorgeous trans woman.
Yeah, and they all shamed him for it.
They have a lot of gay panic in this cast.
They're
not very...
Women included.
Yeah, except if they're going to, like, a pride event.
Except if they're going to, like, wear clothes and, like, appropriate...
I don't think they even appropriate. They just go and grace the gays with their presence for, like, the last 10 minutes before last call.
But they don't want to... They like them, but they don't want to be them.
Yeah. So...
Polly gets blackout. A rare case of Polly D.
I love it when Polly gets, like, his eyes no longer focus. He's, like, staring into the void. He, mm-hmm. like, is walking in any direction. Angelina takes that as an opportunity to just, like, suck face with him.
Yeah. That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They get back to the house. JWoww. Sammy's talking shit when they get back to the house. JWoww goes in the other room, and then I think Vinny approaches her, and he's like, yo.
JWoww calls her boyfriend, Tommy.
She's wearing boots.
She's boots on.
Cowboy
phone
boots.
Dialed up. Tommy. Yeah. Other line, and she's like, everyone, just recapping the night. And then someone's like, then Angelina's like, she's on the phone. Angelina comes in, sits down next to Sammy, and she goes, she's on the phone, like, talking shit about everyone. And then Sammy's like, why are you talking shit about everyone? And then Vinny was like, I'm gonna go tell JWoww what's happening right now. And he goes, hey, JWoww, people are saying you're, like, talking shit. And she goes, right into WWE mode.
I was so inspired by the switch. It was so elegant and graceful. And she stomps back, turns around.
Throws whatever was in her hand, like, against the wall.
Her face, it's like this. I'm like, oh.
She was like, what? And then he said, they're talking shit. She goes.
Yeah. She goes into full China mode.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs. She just stomps her way back in. And she goes, you talking shit about me? You guys out here talking shit? And Sammy's like, yeah, you're on the phone, like, talking shit about everyone.
She was like, I literally wasn't.
And then she's like, she's basically like, you're just full of, like, lots of gossip because you're the one that wrote the letter.
And then they have a letter fight.
A lot of this going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a full-on
brawl. And honestly, to even think that you will step to JWoww and she won't just destroy you.
Foolish.
Is a fool's errand because Sammy, like, walks up to her, like, they swing and kind of grab hair. In one move, JWoww has her hair and she's down on the floor.
That, I was true. I went, when I watched, just, no, the switch.
Mm-hmm.
The throwing.
I was like,
throwing
it's
the
over.
Hand back.
She should not have done that.
Hearing the keys jangle.
Just going,
She goes, boom, 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 boom. Whoa.
You just know some people, you don't fuck with them. And JWoww immediately reads to me like, you don't fuck with this person.
No.
I'm not like a physical fighter by any stretch of the imagination, so I don't fuck with anyone. But like, especially if I were, I would know, I'd be strategic about it.
Yeah, Sammy's just dumb.
I wouldn't fuck with Sammy either, because she has that athletic, like...
Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with anyone in this house.
No.
Maybe Mike.
You'd fight him?
No, not fight him, but like, jostle him.
Yeah. You'd grope him.
No, like, verbally, grab him a little verbally bit. Jostle. Tease him.
Tease him?
I wouldn't fight
him. Oh, I would go... I would be getting in on the teasing. That's like the thing that they do that I'm like, I love when they do that, because they get like really, they'll go there with each other. But you can only do that if you're like super, super close. So I would aim to be best friends to get on just like clowning levels with them.
But I would never in a million years fight any of these people.
No. I wouldn't fight anyone.
Mm-mm. Nor I.
I have no desires to tussle.
No, I'm not. We're not tussling. We're not like...
We're not the tussling type.
Mm-mm. We don't tussle on this pod. We just...
We'll do a verbal tussle. But I'm like not getting in the mix in a physical capacity.
No way. Well, Angelina, her days are numbered, we'll just say.
The clock is ticking.
I think next week is her departure. Maybe one more episode. But she hangs on.
She really did hang on for longer than I gave her credit for.
But her fate is sealed.
How on earth, though? I can't believe that there's just so many more seasons and so much more of the Ron and Sam relationship.
Oh, it's endless. They go to Italy. They go back to the shore. They go. There's a lot coming.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Craziness.
Hold your horses. Put on your jersey pants.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up.
Meet us down in Miami next
Buckle
week.
Buckle up, because we're in it with the kids.
We're in it with the kids. I'll miss the kid.
I'll miss the kid. The girl got the letter.
The girl got the letter.
The girl got the letter. She's out there with every Tom, Dick, or Harry. And meanwhile, she's in love with the kid.
She's in love with the kid.
Sometimes you do just need a Staten Island broad to break things down for you.
Mm-hmm. Explain, like, I want her to explain the moon landing to me.
Yeah.
The kid landed, and it was like, he put the flag on the moon and was like, I'm the kid.
Yeah. He touched down, Neil, and the kid was like, I'm going to do this. I'm putting this flag here. This belongs to Earth now.
Neil.
Neil. J420. Neil. There was a TikTok of some girl, like, dancing and mouthing, like, the entire interpretation of the J420 back and forth, and it was really good.
For Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was incredible work.
So much art on TikTok. Well, Lars, I'll meet you down in Miami next week.
I'll see you there.
Ciao.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.